Luke, Wagga-Rookaba, North Queensland, Townsville, Maggie Island, Mount Stewart area.
Yeah, I have a bit of a yarn about my story. It's a little bit different from a lot of these blokes. A lot of these blokes, you know, they come from, you know, the bush and broken homes and they've done it real tough. I was kind of I had a lot of opportunities afforded to me as a young bloke. I come from a good family. I was private school, you know, schooled and all that. At 18, I left school and I went straight to the New South Wales Fire Brigades. So I was the youngest firefighter that was ever accepted as a recruit there. And I did 12 years in that job. And part of what I did there was going into Indigenous communities and setting up community fire units, so they had the means to, you know, protect their own, you know, their sacred areas and their missions and things like that. That was extremely rewarding. At the same time, I was in the brigades. I was, I was in university studying nutrition and biochemistry, and I was competing as a bodybuilder. I was the first Indigenous Mr. Australia, and I also built quite a large sports nutrition company. So from 18 to, you know, 30 years old, I was extremely busy, and I had no time to run amok. In 2014, I was the first Indigenous Young Entrepreneur of the Year from my business. So I was doing extremely well, you know, quite well off, lived a very healthy lifestyle. As a bodybuilder, you know, I didn't eat a gram of sugar out of place. So we talk about healthy choices. I took it to the extreme, which in itself is probably not ideal either. I was married, and I probably didn't pay enough attention to that side of my life. You know, I was just interested in building my business and competing, and bodybuilding is a very selfish sport. My marriage fell apart, and my daughter was taken overseas. My ex-wife was English, and they disappeared from my life. So very, very quickly, everything collapsed on me. You know, like I said, I was doing very well for myself, but without family, you know, money's money and things are things. It's just material shit, you know, and I really fell apart. So I hit the drugs very, very heavily, and then from there got myself caught up, you know, really running amok and into a life of crime. And as a result, I walked away from the fire brigade, I walked away from bodybuilding, I walked away from the business, ended up getting arrested, and as part of the proceeds of crime thing, lost everything that I had. And then that just pushed me further into crime. So it was kind of, that just made me want to, you know, fight back at the system, make a heap of money again, doing all the wrong things. And that just, yeah, so I wound up, you know, doing more time and then getting another chance and doing it again, and then in here now, and I'll probably do a substantial amount of time here now in jail. So I want to turn things around, and the brothers here really helped me do that by putting things into perspective. Yeah, the other thing is I miss my daughter. I haven't seen her in 9 years, not a word, and that's something that I wake up with every day. You know, there's a big hole in my heart that's always there, and I had to come to the realization that continuing on that life of crime, it's going to lead, you know, I'll never see her. I have to grow again and become a man that, you know, that's worthy of having her in my life. So that's been a big driver as well.